Welcome back to Behind the Future, and we have a special bonus episode where we are doing Future Unplugged, and as it's GCSE results week, we are turning the tables, and I'm going to be interviewing Ruhan, who's been one of our star co-hosts throughout all of the episodes. You'll have seen Ruhan pop up many a time, and I'm going to be asking him questions today. So thank you so much, Ruhan, for joining us. Tell us a bit about yourself if anyone's not met you yet.
So I'm a year 12 student that goes to Maidstone Girls Grammar School. Before that, I used to go to Maidstone Grammar School from year 7 to 11. But then I thought, it's time for a change. Let me go to a different school. And now I'm here studying sociology, media and politics, and I'm having a great time.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, let's dive into the questions. So Ruhan, it is exam results week for many students across the country. And actually, it wasn't that long ago that you would have been getting your GCSE results. Can you remember? How did you feel?
Yeah, I remember the exact day. I remember waking up at 7 in the morning, just praying that like I'm going to do good. I remember just like being on a bus journey and just like thinking, oh, what happens if I do bad? What happens if I do good? Just thinking about all the possibilities. And then I get to the school and I see all my friends, and then they've already opened their results and they're all happy. Some of them are not, some of them are. But then I get my results and I open the envelope and I'm slowly like taking it out. And then I see that, oh, I've done better than I thought I have. And then I remember going to this the sixth form that I wanted to go to, applying there. And yeah, it was a nice day, yeah.
I remember. Yeah, good. Yeah. And it must feel good to see those results after all the hard work, because it's a lot of hard work, isn't it? Leading up to the exams, exactly. The revision, the stress of it all, because it's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Because I think one thing that I actually learned about results is that it's not the results that matter, it's that, oh, did I give it my best shot or not? Because if you actually did give it your best shot, then it doesn't matter what you got, to be honest.
Yeah, I love that. So what advice would you give? And also probably the advice you need to take thinking about your A-level results coming up next year. Like how can you approach it differently with what you know now?
I think, to be honest, my GCSEs, I did good, but I didn't do that well as I expected. So I think for A-levels, I'm definitely going to try harder, because I do want to give my best shot, because A-levels are way more important than GCSEs. But for people that are approaching GCSE results day, just enjoy your summer. They're not that important compared to A-levels. Obviously, try your best for GCSEs, but also don't worry that much, because it will be fine in the end.
Yeah. And I suppose we've had lots of these kind of conversations with the episodes you've been on. And I don't know, most of the people we've spoken to, their exam results didn't mean anything in the end. Like at the time and for the first initial steps they do. But I mean, I don't even remember what I got now. So yeah, how does that make you feel?
I think it's interesting actually, because on the first episode of this podcast, it was, I remember the guest was Daryl Scott, and he spoke about the problem that the youth have is that they think they're older than they actually are. So I feel like even if you do not as well as you expected, it's not the end of the world. There's so many more opportunities out there.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, we did that episode with Lucy Hall. She didn't even get her exam results. Exactly. And she's doing such incredible things now that it just shows it's a moment in time, and it's fixable, it's changeable. You can do something else, can't you? So I love it. So anyone that's going to be walking out the door later this week to get their exam results, what's the one thing that you want them to feel?
Just chill. Don't worry about it too much, because there's way more opportunities out there, even if you don't do as well as you expected. Don't worry about it that much. Just worry about, did I give it my best or not?
Love that. Perfect. Well, good luck to everyone that is getting their exam results. So you've got your GCSEs. You then have the really hard job of deciding what you do next. And I'm guessing before your results, you've got a bit of an idea of what you might pick.
Yeah.
But then you've got to make those decisions. How did you go about that? And who helped you? And how did you make those decisions?
So the two subjects that I've always been interested in is law and media. So I thought, let me try law first. So I ended up picking English literature, sociology and politics. But then about 2 or 3 weeks in, I figured that the English wasn't working for me, because in my GCSEs, I received grades 7 and 7. So I thought, oh, I've done good in GCSEs, I might as well take a shot on A-levels as well. But then I thought, no, it's a big step. It's really different compared to GCSEs. I'm going to drop it and switch to media, because I've always been interested in media, like everything about it. I love it. And yeah, doing sociology, media and politics right now, and I'm looking to go into law after that, yeah.
Amazing. Well, and I know you love media. We were talking about your TikToks earlier, yeah. And hasn't one of them got over 1 million views or something? So, yeah, that's incredible. And so that's interesting as well. So you'd made a choice. You started the course, but you were able to change. Is that, do lots of people end up doing that?
A couple of people, yeah.
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 And the school's quite supportive of that being able to happen?
Yeah, to an extent. So they give you about a month or two to make your decision. After that, you can't change it again.
Yeah, I suppose you've missed too much content if you wait too
exactly,
long.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so that's really great. So for all those students that are sitting there having got their results later this week and they're trying to make those decisions, what would you say are the main things that they really should think about? Especially because you had the idea of law. If they're sitting there and they don't know what they want to do, how do you make those choices?
Well, you have to remember first, it's three subjects, and those three subjects you're going to study for 2 years straight. So make sure when you pick them, it's ones that you really enjoy doing, not one that you don't enjoy. Because if you don't enjoy it, you're not really going to learn much and you're not going to focus as well. So definitely pick subjects that you like as well.
Yeah. And I guess thinking about what you might want to do next, try and tie it in. But also if you don't know, pick subjects you enjoy and the route will find its way for you. You'll be able to. Were your teachers helpful in being able to talk to them, or your parents?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Because when I told them that I was interested in law, they definitely recommended me doing politics and sociology. So yeah, that's part of the reason why I picked it.
That's really good. So getting the advice from teachers, talking to your parents, talking to your friends. Also, I suppose when you're at school, you know some of the older students. So being able to get advice from them as well.
Mm.
No, I love it. Okay, so we're wishing everyone good luck in making those choices and knowing that it will be all right, whatever they end up doing, but make sure they enjoy it, because you're right. The 2 years, I've seen how much study goes in. Mm. You've got to enjoy it if you're doing that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about work experience. So this has been great work experience for you, being on the podcast. How did this happen?
So my teacher, Mr. Higgins, one of my favorite teachers, he put a post up on our Google Classroom and he said that a local digital marketing company is looking for 3 to 4 students that are interested in doing a podcast. And that sounded really fun and interesting to me. So I thought, I might as well try it. Why not? And then obviously I visited you in your office and I thought, yeah, this looks fun. I'm definitely going to enjoy it. And here we are. Yeah.
Love it. And what's been the best things that you've got from the experience? Because we've done, what, 3 filming or 4 filming days
together?
Yeah. What's been best from it?
I think definitely learning how to talk to people better. Because I remember in my first one, I wasn't as confident compared to how I am now.
You're absolutely right that your confidence has grown so much, because it's really intimidating. Like, we'd met, but not for very long. And then suddenly you're in this little room. We've got all these cameras around us. You've got a microphone in your face. I think you and all the students that have come on here have been so brave to put yourselves out there, because it's scary, isn't it? Mm. What's the reaction been from your fellow students because now obviously all the content's online and have they been really supportive?
Well, they were really interested, because when I posted it on my social media, I at least 60-70% of them replying, where is that? I want to do that. How did you do it? And then, to be honest, most of them actually had the opportunity to do it, but they just didn't do it.
What was different about you, do you think, that meant that you went, I'm going to look into this more when you saw that opportunity?
I just love media so much, everything about it. Because to be honest, my dream is when I'm older, I want to be a playwright. And I feel like media is involved in that a lot. So I thought, yeah, let me take this opportunity and see the reality behind it. And yeah,
I love it. I didn't know that you wanted to be a playwright. That's really cool.
Fun fact.
Really cool. That is a fun fact. And what would you say, so for any young students listening now, I suppose it was quite a unique opportunity. These things won't drop all the time, but there will be other opportunities appearing for people.
Exactly, yeah.
What would you say, grab it, go do it?
Well, I thought nowadays teenagers, they're social media is really accessible, and I think that's a really, really good thing to use if you know how to use it. So we've got apps like LinkedIn. You can easily reach out to companies, local companies, for work experience. Even Instagram and TikTok, you can even go on some pages and they're offering work experience as well. So I feel like maybe if you know how to use social media properly, work experience won't be that hard to find.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And you've just got to ask, haven't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Because to be honest, the answer is always going to be no if you don't ask. You always got to ask, even if they say no.
Yeah.
Then this is rejection. You got to learn from it.
Yeah, there's that phrase, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Because, you've got to give it a go.
Exactly.
What has this helped you be better? Because you said it's helped you kind of with communicating with people. Mm. Do you feel like now, outside of this, you ask more questions to people about what they do? And has it made you more curious?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I enjoy talking to people more than I used to now. And I just love it. Like, learning about people, their history, things like that. It's interesting.
I love it. Yeah. And the thing is, everyone you meet will have a different story. They'll have done different types of jobs or work, or they might be a stay-at-home mum as well. But there's so many things we can learn from all those people. But if you don't ask any questions, you don't get the opportunity to see the window into their world. So it's, I think being curious, especially at a young age, is so critical to helping you find what you want to do and learning about it. Because, I mean, we had someone on the podcast yesterday was telling us about a job I'd never even heard of. Like, there's so many jobs that we'll never have even heard of. So you've got to be asking questions to find out about them.
Exactly. Yeah,
I love it. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being such a brilliant co-host.
Thank you.
Love having you on the show, and hopefully we'll have you on for some more in the future.
Yeah, of course.
Love it. Thanks, Ruhan.